Kina Mem Dalet is one of the last kinas that we recite on Tisha B'Av morning. It's an anonymous kina. It's a kina which describes the pain of Chorban, the implications of Chorban, and it's a bit of a tchina also, of a tefillah for an eventual geula. In a certain sense, I think it becomes clear as a person goes through the kinos. We've had a wonderful opportunity to be able to go through some of them through these series of shiurim. So to be able to appreciate a little bit that Chorban HaBayis wasn't just a destruction of the Mikdash, it wasn't just a destruction of a Mikdash which afforded us the opportunity to do avoda in the Mikdash, but it was more also, and that it was much more sweeping, it was much more powerful, the impact was harder to appreciate, maybe initially, but with a certain kind of broader perspective, miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, and the day the Mikdash was destroyed, a lot of things changed. There's one line in this kina that I want to explore for just a minute or two, which at least for me, crystallizes one additional element of sort of the power of the destruction. The author of the kina wrote Chachmas Nivonim Biyom Avda, that there was a loss of the Chachma, there was a loss of wisdom which took place at the time of Chorban HaBayis. And some point out, this seems to be a reference to the Mishnah in Maseches Sota at the end, where the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah tells us that Safraya kichazanaya, vichazanaya ka'amad da'ara, v'amad da'ara azla v'dildala. That what the Mishnah seems to be telling us, what the Gemara tells at the end of Maseches Sota, is that there was a status change, that Talmidei Chachamim started to be considered, to be on the same level as the Shamashim in the Shul. The Shamashim in the Shul started to be on the same level as those that were a tier below them, and v'chule, that there was a negative impact as far as the relative status and prestige of the different Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael. And that's what the here, Chachmas Nivonim B'yom Avda, that with Chorban HaBayis, there was a lessening in a certain sense of the wisdom or the status of Chachamim. What exactly does that mean, and what does the Gemara in Sota mean, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, that suddenly the Talmidei Chachamim were considered to be on the same level that the level that the Shamashim had been considered to be on? What exactly is the message here? So in the Brisker Rav, in the notes on Sota, they quote, I believe it's from the Brisker Rav's son, Yosef Dov Soloveitchik or Beres Soloveitchik, who offered the following very powerful description of what may have changed in regards to the status of Talmidei Chachamim. In general, there are things that we consider to be luxuries. They're extras, and if you have them, it's great. And if you don't have them, then it's okay. If I lost out in the luxury, if I don't have something extra, so I'm considered to be fine, but it's great to have certain luxuries. And there are also certain things that are considered to be necessities. A necessity, if I have it, so that's okay. I'm supposed to have it. Nothing so praiseworthy about having it. And if I don't have it, if I lose it for whatever reason, so then it's considered to be really, really terrible to lose something which is really critical. So wonders in many ways, again, I think it's from Yosef Dov Soloveitchik Rav Beryl, the Brisker Rav's son, who wondered, so when it comes to Talmud Torah, how does a person relate to Talmud Torah? Is Talmud Torah something which is a nice additional part? It's if I have it, that's great, but if I'm not a Talmud Chacham, if I'm not of a certain status of Torah learning, then you know what, it's okay. Or, it's more similar in a certain sense to a luxury, or is it like a basic need? And if I have a connection to Torah, so that's obvious. I of course should have that. And if I lose it, so then that's considered to be something which is more detrimental. Then it's considered that I lost something essential, something which how could I go without it? And he suggests that was a shift from the time of the Beis HaMikdash until after the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Then in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was assumed as a davar pashut. Of course a person has to try to be a Talmud Chacham. Of course a person has to have Torah knowledge. If you have Torah knowledge, so that's the standard. That's the assumption that we work off of. And if a person happens to not have it, they've lost something core. They've lost something essential. But what happened with Chorban HaBayis was that no longer did we relate to Talmud Chachamim that way. And a person who wasn't a Talmud Chacham, so his status was still at a very high level. It was if you're a Talmud Chacham, so that's nice, that's great, but it wasn't perceived as being as critical, as fundamental. In that sense, essentially what happened with Chorban HaBayis was the role of Torah in our lives began to be perceived in a very different way. That in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, things were so clear, it was so simple to us, what exactly our values were supposed to be, that there were certain things like certain mastery of Torah, which was perceived as correctly, something which Jews needed to have. And if I don't have it, then I'm missing something fundamental. I'm missing something very, very important. But once Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so while it's true in a certain sense, we began to appreciate more the value of Chachamim. But we also started to take it for granted that, you know what, maybe if I'm not a Talmid Chacham, maybe if I don't strive to be so successful in Torah learning, maybe it's not the biggest deal in the world. Maybe it's not the worst thing out there. And in a certain sense, it's one of the things that we mourn in Churban HaBayis was the shift from Torah being something which everyone sort of needed to have. It was a basic need, a basic and fundamental need, something that became a luxury. If I have it, great, and if I don't have it, so that's also considered, it's also considered to be okay. And in that sense, it becomes important as we mourn a little bit the Churban HaBayis to also mourn how the Beis HaMikdash was powerful as far as being a focal point for us, a source of clarity for us, and the kufa of Binyan HaBayis, when the Mikdash was destroyed, so then we were able to appreciate better the exact function of Talmud Torah in our lives. It's a basic necessity. And if we don't have it, there's something missing a little bit. And therefore, we lament the fact that there's a decrease in Chachma, there's a decrease in Talmud Torah now, because people can perceive it as an extra and as a luxury and not the basic need that it really is. And therefore, on Tisha B'Av, what we're mourning, and in this Kina, what we're beginning to dive in more for a little taste of and a bit of Geula, is a shift and a refocused perspective in terms of our values, and hoping that we'll be able to appreciate again the value of Torah, to see Torah as the basic need that it is. In truth, I think for many of us, we can appreciate, and Chazal compare Torah to different things. Torah is compared to Mayim, to Eitz HaChayim, the Machazikim, but a person just needs. But Torah also has the ability to be something extra and to give us something powerful. And hopefully we can be able to appreciate the role of Torah as a basic need, but also to be able to appreciate Torah as something which is extra, the sweetness of Torah, the sweetness that it's able to offer us. And we should be zocha to mourn properly over Churban HaBayis, properly over the loss of a certain kind of prestige which Torah has, and to be able to appreciate again the basic needs of Torah and also the sweetness of Torah, hopefully that can permeate our lives.